30th, when you hear the last beat of the last record, call Radio Nova in the Bay Area, 931710. And for our English, Scottish and Welsh listeners, call London, 01582-9201. If you're the 50th caller for your area, you get £5,000. That's £5,000 in cash. It's the incredible Radio Nova £10,000 double payoff. Europe's biggest ever radio cash giveaway, right here on Radio Nova 102.7 FM and 738 AM.
Radio Nova.
Broadcasting live from the east coast of Ireland on 6240 kilohertz in the 48-meter band shortwave, this is Radio Rainbow International. Best signal, best music, best station, serving Europe every Sunday morning. And you're in tune with the free radio show with Kieran Murray. Hope you enjoyed that, our free radio section there with radio station jingles. And we featured on our 5 minutes of jingles a radio carousel jingle to start off with. And then we had Nova promos for the Nova Bingo Bonanza, also for the Nova T-shirts, some Nova jingles, an ad for Disco Nova, and then we ended off there with the promo for the Radio Nova £10,000 giveaway payoff, which actually took place in August of 1984. Show today, but basically it's all chart stuff. Coming up now, we have our free radio feature, so stand by for that. It's a very good one too. It features the final hour of ARD. That's next up after Bronski Beat. In the charts, it's Bronski Beat there, and Hit That Perfect Beat. Coming up on the show, we have our radio station feature. Stand by for that, coming up.
Are you a radio enthusiast? Please spend time listening to the Minion Wave Band. And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorak UK bring you the remarkable Medium Wave Loop Frame Aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorak UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? when you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember.
Like for further details of the amazing medium-wave loop flame aerial to the exclusive suppliers, Anorak UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, in England. Now you can listen to the world.
Perfectly.
Broadcasting on 6240 kilohertz in the 48-meter band shortwave, this is Radio Rainbow International. Best signal, best music, best station serving Europe every Sunday morning. It's Kieran Murray with you on the free radio show. Hope you're enjoying the show, enjoying the music, and indeed enjoying the features. Now, coming up on the free radio show, a very historic recording lined up now. It's the final hour of ARD Dublin. Now, the date is Monday, December 31st, 1979. ARD started way back in 1978 and became professional and commercial under the guidance of businessman Bernard Llewellyn. Now, the station gave local commercial radio for the Dublin area for 2 years and proved very successful. Towards the end of 1979, the directors decided to close the station and apply for a license. The idea being that if they were not seen to be breaking the law, then their license application would be given a more favourable consideration. However, as we now know, the radio situation in Dublin was to change drastically, but that's another story. The recording coming up now lasts about 15 minutes and features rock DJ Annie Henry. Where did she go to, I wonder? Then there's Paul Vincent, who began his career in Radio Dublin and then moved in August 1979 to ARD. After ARD closed, he later moved to Sunshine Radio, where he is at present and still is fairly popular. Also in this recording, you can hear the voices of Dave C, who joined Radio 257, the station which took over from ARD. And Dave is presently, of course, with Boyneside Radio at the moment now. You can also hear the voice of Ian Dempsey, who went on to RTE Radio 2, and also there's Dr. Don. The extract ends with an interview between Paul Vincent and ARD's managing director, Bernard Llewellyn. He talks about the station and explains why it was decided to close down. The quality is not excellent, but is of great historic interest. And now on the free radio show, let's listen to an extract of ARD, The Final Hour.
He and I will be playing together tomorrow night at the Summit Inn. When we can beat each other off the turntables along with the dark. They're getting a gig at 12 o'clock from 9 to 2 with a bar extension. So there, if you want to come up and boogie properly with no intimidations and people going off the air, 2 minutes. 2 minutes and that's it. For me and ARD. Ah, not really happening. Is everyone going to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right. Right, I always swore I was going to play one song on my last radio show. And this seems to be it. I'm being determined to play it. Check it out. Annie Henry, I'm saying goodbye, enjoy it here on ARD, and thanks for all the people who called up and wrote to me and listened to the music. Stay tuned for Paul Vincent and he will close up the station properly tonight. Happy New Year and have a good time. And I'll leave you with Ian Hunter, Just Another Night.
With me now is someone who's been on the inside for quite a while and knows more about ARD than perhaps anyone else, and so he should. Being managing director for 2 years now.
Hello, Bernard. This is Bernard Llewellyn, folks. How are you?
Tonight I'm a little bit down, I'm afraid.
Yes, and so am I. Very much down.
Well, cheer up now. You're talking to your listeners. I told them earlier on, Bernard, how it was always to the forefront of your thoughts, the listeners. How, when you were making programs, you would always say, will the listeners like this?
That's very true, yes. I mean, we're always conscious of that. I mean, I feel that's the reason why AOD has succeeded in the last 2 years. much more so than any of the other radio stations, in that we have tried to give the listener, the Dublin listener, because that's all we're interested in, the Dublin listener, what he wants to listen to. We're a Dublin local radio station. Our job was to give to the Dublin listener what he wanted to listen to.
How did we succeed so well in doing that? What was it?
Well, we did the best we could. I mean, this is the problem. We operate in an unlicensed situation. We've tried to give to the Dublin listener the best we could in the circumstances that we operate in. Now what we have decided to do, the directors of AOD have decided to go off the air so as to prepare ourselves and make an application to the minister for a license. Now, we don't know what our chances are, but we are going to do the best we can. We feel we've more experience than anyone else in producing good local radio, and that hopefully he will receive us in that frame of mind.
Have you, can you say to the listeners that there's a good chance that ARD will be back on the air within 3-6 months?
Well, let's put it this way. 2 years ago, when I personally got involved in local radio, everyone said it was a dead duck. No one wanted to be on local radio. Everyone said there was no need for local radio. That RTE was catering for it. Now, that was RTE 1. We have proven that not only was there a need for RTE, for local radio, but there was a need for RTE 2, certainly in the country areas anyway. And we've also proved that there was a need for local radio in Dublin. And the present government, you know, fair juice to them, as the man would say, that there is a need for it as well, and they're legislating for it. So hopefully that this will be law by June of this year, and certainly we should see licensed radio within the next year or so. Hopefully.
Very good. Okay, Bernard, well, you can say your final farewells now to all the listeners that you've built up over the last 2 years, and I know it's a very, very sad occasion for you. It's an equally sad occasion for myself, because I've got to say goodbye to the Pyjama Rama listeners on ARD.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, I'd certainly like to thank all the listeners who have stayed with us through thick and thin. I hope that we have entertained them royally over the last, certainly over the last 8 months, when we sort of tightened up the whole show here in AOD. And I certainly want to thank the DJs. I mean, without them and their ability to be able to cope with the local radio, I mean, after all, their previous experience were in discotheques, and they came in here, and I mean, you did this before. I mean, you were in discotheques here in Dublin, and you came onto local radio, you copped on, you knew what was needed, you gave to the people of Dublin what they needed. I mean, when you moved from Radio Dublin into AOD, you produced a first-class Pyjama Rama programme. And it has been a tremendous success, and these are the people that are listening into us here tonight. So therefore, I want to thank your listeners. I want to thank certainly all the DJs, all the backroom staff, particularly sort of those people, I mean, certainly those people in the newsroom, who provided the news for us on the hour and provide for us the content that went into our programs. And last but not least, we want to also thank the advertisers, because without their commitment to the situation, we would not have had the money in which to have been able to continue. And hopefully we're going to see the listeners again in the near future. But I understand anyway, Paul, that you will sort of remain on radio in some form. I don't know the possible future.
Yeah, that's a fact. I did promise the Pyjama Rama listener quite a few weeks ago that there would always be a Pyjama Rama.
Oh.
And I hope to stand by that.
I can say,
ladies and gentlemen, that we're having worked for Bernard Llewellyn for 4, 5, 6 months now, that it's been a pleasurable experience, and he has always helped all he could.
He's been fantastic.
Hasn't he?
Well,
can I have a glass of champagne?
Right now, gang, Gizmo and Giblet Brothers present the final 6 minutes, yes, friend?
Well,
it'll be action-packed from now on.
Well, I think that...
Dr. Don
has arrived in the studio. I think that... Right, okay. Dr. Don was the first person to introduce me to radio.
Yes.
Do you know the story, Paul?
Oh, well, we're going to hear the story.
And Don came to me, and listen, and I wants to know if I would be interested in advertising on AOD. And I said, well, look, I'd never heard of AOD. And it moved on from there, and sort of paid attention to the situation and listened to it. And my wife then commented on the fact that, look, I've been listening to AOD.
Dave's arrived.
And all this in a whole big happy family here.
Then he discovered Dr. Don had talent. He exploited it.
What happened then was that sort of Don and I sat around the table and we said, look, there was a need to give more than, it was a weekend thing situation then, you know, the program's going out on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon then, on this matter. Yeah. Dave, you were involved.
We were normal.
And then sort of all, the whole thing burst open. The whole thing was, we decided then to go sort of 19 hours a day, every day of the week, instead of just 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday, 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday. And that was an incredible step to have taken at that time. It cost us a lot of money. We did it. We produced news on the hour. We did an awful lot of things since then. And hopefully, that has produced what you feel is local radio here in Dublin. We've given you a sample of what you could expect in the future.
Well, I certainly hope it comes from you so far. And Dave C will be there.
Can I play a record for all you guys? It's
There is one record. No, I don't know if you have it, Paul, but there was one record. Dave, you played it for me the other day.
I'll do it my way.
Oh, yeah. Have you got that?
No, I haven't.
I think it's really important to say this because I'm at the time. Whoever it is. The champagne.
Yeah,
I think it's very important to say thank Bernard Llewellyn for his particular involvement within the radio movement and for AOD Radio. And it's also particularly important to state what I stated at the end of my program this morning, that I look forward very much indeed to the continued support of radio listeners in Dublin at the moment. That's basically it.
I sincerely hope that the ARD supports the most of this jockey from ARD, wherever they do end up. And here's a song that I'm going to play for you three guys, and for all the rest of the ARD listeners.
Just for me.
Just for you.
I think I'd like to have
for everybody.
For everybody. This is for everybody. It's Billy Joel, and it's called My Life. Away we go. From Billy Joe. Well, it's coming up to 12:30, and the studio, as small as it is.
I dropped my
phone.
Hello there.
It's very hard to control one disc jockey, never mind 20 of them.
Can I say something?
Well, Debbie, just say bye-bye, Pat, because that's the end of ARD.
Okay.
Say goodbye from everyone.
Okay. We'll say goodbye from Ian Dempsey.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye, everybody.
And from
Debbie Moore.
Bye.
And from Tim Norton.
Goodbye, everybody.
And from Dr. Dunn.
Stand by for
good night. And from Dave Kelly.
Okay. And from
Dave. And from everybody outside there. There's loads and loads of people there. And for Paul, of course.
I can't say anything because, of course, you can't.
I've been crying.
Actually, the unfortunate problem was, I feel great tonight.
The big problem really is.
Unfortunately, I drove my car into a lake last night.
Oh, no!
What are we
going
to do?
I'm going
to
shift my headlights.
We don't want to end with a Dave C joke.
Thanks to everybody who's been involved. Thanks to everybody who's contributed to us and made it possible and viable for us to be here. Everybody who's made it possible for us to be here. And we look forward to everyone's continued support on the radio in Dublin shortly.
Say bye-bye, please.
Goodbye.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
From myself, Paul Vincent, here on ARD. Bye-bye, folks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
way the recording ended off there would have whistled. And the rest is history, as they say. We'll possibly give you details of what happened after that on another free radio show. It's a bit long and a bit intricate, but never mind anyway. Hope you're enjoying the show and enjoying the features on it. It's the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. We're on the shortwave at the moment now, 6240 kilohertz. And very shortly, indeed, we've got big plans. We're going to be going medium wave as well, and we're going to be going FM. So we'll be on AM, FM, and shortwave as well. We'll give you details about that in due course. A reminder, if you are the owner of a radio station and you would like a copy of this show to put out on your radio station, all you have to do is write to me here at Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Estate in Drogheda.
FM, Caroline, Laser, Shortwave, Community Radio, DIY Radio, Medium Wave. These and other topics are all covered in Wavelength. Published every 2 months, Wavelength is the guide to free radio in Europe. Here's how to order. In the UK, send 50 pence or 3-year subscription, £3. In Europe, send 3 international reply coupons or 3-year subscription, £3.30 or 15 international reply coupons. Write to Wavelength at PO Box 5, Hunstanton in Norfolk. That's Wavelength, PO Box 5, Hunstanton in Norfolk. Send for your copy today and see for yourself why Wavelength is the guide to European free radio.
Radio Caroline, still alive in the 1980s. The first lady of free radio, Radio Caroline. The Radio Caroline story and all other free radio merchandise, including weekly report, are available through Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, FYI 4RE, England. Right now to Anorax UK for the best in free radio merchandise. Anorax UK, Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Radio Rainbow International.
Yes, we're doing well today on the commercials. And a reminder, by the way, if you want to write to us here, the address, it's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Estate in Drogheda. Now, it's time for our free radio show news desk. If you're all standing by to listen very carefully, we've got some interesting news for you today. First off, we begin by commenting on the reception during last Sunday's show, the 5th of January. We had some problems on our 6240 kilohertz outlet due to the fact that there was another free radio station also operating on 6240. In fact, they were about 3 kilohertz off our own frequency, causing a rather annoying heterodyne whistle. I don't know as yet what the other station is, but I would suggest that a change of frequency for them would be a good idea. Anyway, we'll give you further news as it happens. Now, we mentioned Peter Madison last week in connection with our free radio feature on Sunshine Radio, but what we forgot to mention and indeed to include was the fact that Peter had originally retired from radio but was over in Drogheda, a town about 25 miles north of Dublin. He was actually a barman in the Boyne Valley Hotel and was asked to join Boyne Side Radio, which indeed he did. In fact, I was only just talking to Peter Madison just today indeed, and he's keeping well and looking as well as ever. Now, the big news in Dublin at the moment regarding the Super Pirates is the introduction by Q102 of the Eye in the Sky. Now, it's similar to the one operated by Capital Radio in London. Basically, it involves a helicopter which hovers over the city, and the reporter on board can give on-the-spot reports of any hold-ups in traffic. The system has been used successfully in America and in London to help early morning commuters avoid the rush hour trouble spots. Q102 launched their Eye in the Sky last Monday morning, January 6th, from 8:15 to 9 a.m. The reporter on board was none other than advertising executive Mike Hogan. The first day of use didn't go too well, as there were a number of problems in the link between the helicopter and the Q102 studio. Eventually it broke down completely. However, the following day, Tuesday, January 7th, with the help of the car phone company of Terranure, the Q102 Eye in the Sky was back and was more successful, covering all the major routes into and out of Dublin. Now, the cost of the operation to put the helicopter in sky, pay the pilot, etc., is shared by Q102 and the sponsors, which are Fiat, the car company. Now, the excitement generated by Q102 didn't go unnoticed by the Radio Nova Zoo crew, and on their program last Tuesday, January 7th, they referred to the pie in the sky and proceeded to give their traffic news to the sound of a helicopter. They were only joking, of course, but they seem to get away with an awful lot on that show, don't they? Also on the Irish Free Radio scene, there's rumours of a new radio station for the Midlands. The station is planned for Mullingar, County Westmeath, and it's believed that it will be operated by ex-employees of Radio West, which is also based in Mullingar. Further news indeed on that as it happens. Now, a mention to the operators of Radio East Coast Commercial on 6235 kHz. I caught your GX program last Sunday, which came over very well indeed. And also hello to the operator Radio Skywave International on 6260. Good signal at my location in near Dunshaughlin in County Meath. And I would hazard a guess that I think it's an Irish radio station. Now, our next cutting comes from the London Standard, dated January 3rd, 1986. And my thanks going out to our free radio show listener who sent us in. The article is entitled Pirates by the Boatful, and this is how the story goes. A new pirate ship is set to take up position in the North Sea. Reports suggest that the vessel was first fitted out to broadcast to an area around Norway and Sweden, but following the demise of Radio Laser 558, it will be rerouted off the Essex coastline. Inevitably, similarities exist between Laser and the new pirate, to be so-called Radio 531 Stereo. Ex-Laser personnel are believed to have been recruited into the operation, notably former Laser DJ Jessie Brandon, who is back in the States after being forced to leave Capital Radio after her work permit was revoked. Radio 531, which intends to be the first UK pirate station to broadcast in stereo, has initially been issued a Spanish PO box number as a correspondence point. And inevitably, the station has attracted the interest of the Department of Trade and Industry in Britain, whose blockade of Laser ship, the MV Communicator, successfully closed down the station. We've been hearing rumours over the past few weeks about a new ship being fitted out, admits the DTI spokesman. It's not a very cheerful situation, he said. Of course, anyone supplying equipment in Britain to ships like this will be committing a criminal offence under the Marine etc. Broadcasting Offences Act. What will happen? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Now, a reminder that we want to hear from you if you have any free radio news items for our news desk. Tell us and we will tell Europe. Also, we want your letters on all aspects of broadcasting for our listeners' letters section at the start of the show. Now, the address will follow. Finally, a message to all free radio station operators everywhere. If you want a taped copy of this show to broadcast on your own radio station, then you can write to me, Kieran Murray, at Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Estate in Drogheda. That's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Estate in Drogheda. And you can write to us as soon as possible, and we'll be able to get you off a copy of the show, which you can broadcast. And by the way, some good news. Radio Rainbow will be going on medium wave for the northeast Leinster area of Ireland. We'll give you details about that very shortly. And we'll also be going on FM as well. And as per usual, we'll give you the news as it happens. Back to music now. Here's one from the charts. It's Go West. And Don't Look Down.
How much longer will the curtain rise? You
West there, and a track from them called Don't Look Down. It's the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow.
Turn on all hit music.
Radio Rainbow International.
That's where you're at indeed, and it's the free radio show. Kieran Murray with you. Hope you're enjoying the show, enjoying the music, and of course our features as well. Now, as a little added bonus on the show, we're going to be joined in our studio in just a matter of moments by another Radio Rainbow presenter indeed. That's of course none other than Jim Agnew. Hello, welcome to the show, Jim.
Hello, Kieran. Nice to be here.
Now, as a special feature on the show today, you're going to give our listeners a little treat and tell us, how did you get involved in DXing?
Well, this is years back. It just started one day. I was messing around my auntie's radio. I've never actually possessed a radio in my whole life, I don't think. And I came across this station, just fiddling around on the bands, and it was called Apollo, if you remember them. I don't know if they're still in the go. They used to do all these relays, and it was Radio Avalanche, which Phil Abbott, I think, was his name. They were, Apollo were doing a relay of them. So after hours of trying to get the address, I finally wrote it down and wrote off to Phil Abbott, and he wrote back to me a very nice letter, and he got me the address of a magazine called Spectrum. Not too sure if that's still going. Stuart Hardy in Nottingham, it was, used to put that together. Hello, if you're listening. And sorry I didn't subscribe for the past couple of years, but if you'd like to send me a free copy, we're always available. We'll give you a few plugs if you send your tape as well, won't we, Kieran?
We certainly will indeed, Jim. Tell the listeners also a little bit about your program. You do a show, of course, which goes on just before the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow. What kind of music do you feature on it?
Well, we try and play sort of rocky music from the chart. It hasn't been easy over the past couple of weeks. Christmas, a very dead time for music. Apologies for AHA 16 times in a row over the past few weeks, but hopefully now things will pick up better, and it's much better that I'm reduced to 1 hour when your show comes on, because you do tend to repeat a lot of the good records more and more. Some people have noticed that, some people don't mind because they like the records, but I'm glad I'm cut down to an hour in a way, because I can have much more variety in this show now. I don't have to worry about keeping the good records for the last half hour and stuff like that. I can put them all on the 1 hour.
Very, very noble of you indeed. Right, Jim, you also do a program on Burnside Radio, a very, very popular show indeed. Tell our listeners, all our international shortwave listeners, about that.
Yes, from 9.30 to 12 midnight, Monday to Friday, on Burnside Radio. Nighttime music is on the air with myself, and we play love songs and all this sort of smoochy records, and gets great response, especially from younger listeners, but plenty of mummies and daddies tune our way as well when there's nothing nice on television.
And of course the program goes out on 1305 kilohertz and 1323 and 1233, if I can remember the frequencies right, and listeners indeed in Europe no doubt can tune in to Jim. Do you want to give them the international phone number?
I wouldn't know it. We'd have to talk to Hedy Eddie's green scene for that.
Great, Jim, thanks for coming into the studio talking to us today, and indeed no doubt we were looking forward to indeed listening to your program next week, and also the nighttime program as well.
Thank you very much, Kieran, it was a pleasure.
Right, back to music we go now, and here's one from the current charts. I've been playing this one for a bit, I think. This is Sophia George, and this is called Girly Girly. With a bit of luck, we'll only have about a minute of this.
Young man, you're too girly, girly. You just don't flash your girly whirly. Young man, you're too girly, girly. You just don't flash your girly whirly. You have one up here, one down here. One in a nova, one night.
Well, there she goes, Sophia George there and Girly Girly. Isn't it amazing how time runs out anyway? Well, that's our second free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. Oh, well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Murray. Thank you to everybody who helped in the production of this program. I won't start mentioning names or we'll be here all night. However, thank you indeed for listening, if you have been listening to us for the past 60 minutes. And a reminder that the address for all correspondence of the show is a free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Lanymore, Garda, County Louth, in Ireland. That's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Lanymore, Garda, County Louth. And another quick mention to all operators of free radio right across Europe. If you would like a copy of this show to put out on radio station, contact us here at Radio Rainbow, and we'll also use the Radio Rainbow on E&M as well, and shortwave in the coming weeks.
hell around. I was dreaming of the love I had to share. Never think you are here, but there. Not a word, not a sound. Couldn't see you.
Radio Rainbow International, broadcasting on 6240 48-meter shortwave band, and a very good afternoon to you. The time is 9 minutes past 12. That's 12:09 on Radio Rainbow International, and you're welcome to the Going Back in Time show.
Very strange.
Rainbow International.
From Radio Rainbow International, 15 minutes past 12, on the Going Back in Time show with Bad Finger from 1971 and No Matter What You Are. No matter where you are, good afternoon to you. This is Rainbow 6240.
What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, carry on.
What's your game? Not to anybody play.
Where is your magic disappearing? Hey, carry on.
Caroline.
Great sound from a great band, The Hollies. We're back from 1967, and that one called Carrie Ann. Good afternoon to you, wherever you're listening in. Good afternoon, good evening, or good night, as the old saying goes. If you're in America, it's hi. If you're in Ireland, it's, let me see now, Kunas Atontu. Yes. And if you are in Germany, it's Guten Tag. And if you're in France,
bonjour. Radio Rainbow International. Nous émettons de la côte en l'air de l'Irlande sur la ligne européenne de 48 mètres. Les rapports de réception sont bienvenus en anglais et vous pouvez les envoyer à Radio Rainbow International 151 Manimo, Jordan, County Louth, la République de l'Irlande. Merci.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Rainbow International. We're broadcasting from the east coast of Ireland on the 48-meter European band. And we welcome reception reports in English. You can send them to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth, the Republic of Ireland. Thank you for listening.
Early status quo music there from way back 1968. That was called Ice in the Sun on Radio Rainbow International 6240. On the Going Back in Time show, 12:21 the time. It's Radio Rainbow live.
I'm asking you for the first time.
jumping it, baby. Couldn't resist that. Yes, Equals there from 1968 and Baby Come Back. Going back in time on Radio Rainbow International. The sound of free radio.
For you. You've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. Crispy full-type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, perfectly marked audio colors, groovy medium-wave mixed frame aerials to let you hear your favorite stations with perfect clarity. Contact galore. The world-renowned video report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old pick. Get in touch today and find out more. Anorak UK, PO Box 529, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak UK, PO Box 529, Blackpool, in England. And Anorak along with us. Nine, perfect, we can do.
Get in touch with Anorak UK.
Blackpool.
Thank you.
an American guy called Lobo, and get ready for his real name. It's a real American name, folks. It's Kent Lobo Lavoie. There you are, Kent Lobo Lavoie. From 1971, me and you had a dog named Boo. Good afternoon to you. How are you today? It's 12:30, 30 minutes past 12. Rainbow live on 6240 and the Going Back in Time show till 1 this afternoon. 1300 hours. And I'm a believer. Radio Rainbow International, 6240, 48 meter shortwave band. And if you've just joined us, you're late because we've been under the air since 9 o'clock this morning. The first hour, we were rebroadcasting Boyneside Radio from Drogheda. The second hour was Jim Agnew's program. The third hour was the free radio program. And the fourth and final hour is the Going Back in Time show. We have dropped John England's Four Freedoms Network, or Rebel Radio Revolution, or whatever it'll be called next week. We have indeed dropped that from our schedule due to, I think it was, better ideas, yes? Second thoughts and better ideas, and for everybody else's good listening, I think we've decided to give it a bit of a break. Now, let's get on with the music on the Going Back in Time show. Here's a band from Scotland called Lindisfarne. Meet Me on the Corner.
For me. Whitehall for just £5 from Anorak Island, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, 79 in the Republic of Ireland.
Meet me on the corner when the lights are coming on, and I'll be there. I'm coming, I'll be there.
Thank you.
Savanto, Tommy James and the Shondells from 1968 and Moni Moni. Now, it's 12.42 UTC from Radio Rainbow International on 6240 and it's the Going Back in Time show.
William Robinson, better known to millions as Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles there from 1960, what, I ask you? Sometime in the 60s, I think recorded around about 1967, and a hit in 1970 for The Tears of a Clown. We have 13 minutes left on our Going Back in Time show, and that means 13 minutes left of broadcasting right here on Radio Rainbow International. The time is 12:47, 12:47 UTC from Radio Rainbow International. You are listening into Kieran's free radio program earlier on right here on Radio Rainbow. You would have heard we're planning a medium wave service, and we will be converting the old Radio Rainbow transmitter to medium wave, and somewhere possibly 15-12 kilohertz, yes? You may be able to find us there in a couple of weeks' time. All being well, Radio Rainbow at 12:51.
Thank you. into my life. Said how you'd soon end all my strife. With a smile from your young face, you gave me back my inspiration.
You're listening to Free Radio, Radio Rainbow International, broadcasting on 6240 from the east coast of Ireland in the 48-metre shortwave band. The station mailing address is Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore Estate, Drogheda, County Louth, in the Republic of Ireland. Radio Rainbow, and the final record on today's programme, another oldie. It's Cat Stevens, 1967, Matthew and Son.
Broadcasting on 6240 48-metre shortwave band, and we've come to the end of our transmission for today. We hope you enjoyed our programmes. We have been on the air since 9 a.m. this morning. And the first program, well, was a relay of Boyneside Radio. And between 10 and 11, we had Jim Agnew's program. Between 11 and 12, the free radio program with... And between 12 and now, it's been me, Teddy Eddy, and the Going Back in Time show right here on Radio Rainbow International. As we did mention earlier on Kieran's programme, we shall be opening a medium wave service in a couple of weeks' time. And Kieran also did mention us last week, and in fact, over the last 2 weeks, we had some interference on our signal. And we traced it to be a station called Spectrum World Broadcasting, who have chosen of all the frequencies available 6240 for some reason or other to broadcast them, and yet all the other channels 3 so far. Anyway, we hope you are able to receive our broadcast. I can see you on the air again next Sunday, bright and early, again at 9 o'clock. From all of us on Radio Rainbow and me, Heady Eddie, on behalf of all of us, we wish you the very, very best. And once again, the station mailing address is Radio Rainbow International, 161 Moneymore Estate, Drogheda, County Louth, Republic of Ireland, 73.
For the better, for the day, relax.